Welcome to the Base Report with Frankie Stocks here on the Stu Peters Network. Frankie Stocks coming to you live from here in Washington, D.C. Frankie Stocks here reporting for the Stu Peters Network in Washington, D.C., where we are undercover doing a little bit of reconnaissance.
This is what the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society wants to take away from you.
Welcome to the Base Report with Frankie Stocks here.
Frankie Stocks has been paying close attention to all of this for us. He joins us now to share more.
Your top three stories in 3 minutes from your Base reporter, Frankie Stocks. This is the Base Report.
You know, we talk about the great financial reset a lot on this program. We've been talking about that with Carlos Cortez for going on 6 years now. The imminent great financial reset. This is where they zero out your bank accounts. They come for all of your money. And it's here. Because now Trump has signed an executive order giving the rights to all of the private equity firms housed on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv to dip into your 401k. That's $35 trillion, by the way, 90 million Americans, 401k retirement accounts. And they can just go buy more bombs from Lockheed and Raytheon. They can go buy more technology from Palantir, spy on people. They can geofence you using Erica Kirk's mother, Lori Fransfe. They can use the fake Iron Dome to guilt you into giving more money to Israel because, you know, those are your greatest ally. These are God's chosen people in your Judeo-Christian alliance. How dare you not give more money? If they can't geofence you and pummel you with pro-Israel, pro-Jewish propaganda and make you cough it up yourself, Trump has said, according to an EO that he signed in August, well, Larry Fink and the Schwartzmans and the Schwartzes and the Bergs and the Steens, they can all just dip right into your 401k and take it. They don't have to give it back. And if you have your money in the bank, it's not your money. These FDIC-insured banks, what that means is that they can just use all of your money for investments, which they do anyway. You don't own it. And if they lose when they go to the high-stakes gambling table, your money's gone. And then they just shut down their bank and they run off and they open a new bank. That is the way of the world in 2025 going on 26 in America. Your money doesn't even belong to you. So the recommendation that I always give is that you visit greenmoneysolutions.com. We'll put the website up on the screen right now. Greenmoneysolutions.com is Carlos Cortez's website. There's Los in the white t-shirt. And that's who he is, a relaxed guy that wants to take you away from the edicts of the second most demonic street in the world, which is Wall Street, only second, of course, to Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. He wants to take you away from the control that these people have over you. If you look at your financial advisor in the face and you say, hey, where is my money invested? They will tell you it's Pfizer, it's Moderna, it's Johnson & Johnson, it's AstraZeneca, it's Gilead, it's Boeing, it's GE, it's Lockheed Martin, it's Raytheon. You're enriching Erica Kirk's father, Kent Fransfe, who was responsible for brokering trillions of dollars worth of munitions deals to equip Israel with the Iron Dome. These people will take your money. Get away from that system. Keep your money in a place where the government can't get its hands on it. And then watch your money compound. Any kind of money that you have, and no matter how old you are, if you are traditionally banking in a checking or savings account, traditionally investing with your, you know, your dad's financial advisor, then you're doing it wrong. GreenMoneySolutions.com has solutions for you. GreenMoneySolutions.com, or you can call Carlos in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. Again, that's 813-448-3446. Want to take a little bit of pressure off of you with the looming Christmas holiday coming, the pagan, ritualistic, non-birthday of Jesus Christ. But you know what? This time of year, if you're like me, you love giving. Giving is great. It makes me feel wonderful. And so I would like to encourage you to give the gift of the Stu Peters Network. Give a year subscription to StuPeters.tv to your JQ unaware family members or friends, the people that you care about, the people who you know what? I just want these people to listen to this programming for like 1 year because I think that they and their children need to be equipped with this essential information as this existential threat proposes and poses itself, looms over us imminently, causing the destruction of our country. They're going after our kids or... Another great gift idea that you can find at spnstore.com along with the Charlie Kirk t-shirt. Guess who silenced him? We know the answer to that. It's a conversation starter. All kinds of other t-shirts and hoodies, bumper stickers, but also Occupied on Blu-ray. Gift that to your JQ unawares. See what happens then. The conversation at the next family gathering, let's see, what would that be? Well, if you get together with your family on Valentine's Day, you got Easter, maybe Easter Sunday. You're gathered with your family at church. Hopefully not one of these Calvary Chapel types. Just wait for the feedback. You won't have to wait long because they'll be calling you 10 minutes into Occupied. They will. They'll be, oh my gosh, This is unbelievable. I say all of that to say we can remove the pressure from you. The last minute gift ideas, the best gifts are at spnstore.com. The most meaningful gifts are at spnstore.com. Or if you care about the great white children in your family, the one time it's permissible and acceptable to go to Amazon and do your shopping, you'll find the number one in multiple categories published by yours truly, It's Really Fun to Be White book available on Amazon. Never thought in a million years that that would be the case. Published author, children's book, 48 pages. Racial and cultural discrimination can have a lasting impact on a child's development and well-being. It's important for parents to help their children know the various differences that make up our world and to understand that no group is more significant than another. The Meanie Meaningtons want kids to believe that race or another, that one race or another is superior. But that's not God's best plan for society. It really is fun to be white. And it helps children to understand that even if they are the majority globally, it is fun to connect with others who have their same skin color. There it is. It's Really Fun to Be White, available on Amazon. Great, meaningful gift idea. Get one to read to the whole family or get multiple copies and give one to each of the important extra special white children in your life. All right, it's time for the Base Report. It starts right now. Frankie Stocks is here in his vest. You got a closet full of vests?
Yeah, and I'm hoping I get some more for Christmas, man. I'm a big vest fan. I used to make fun of my dad for wearing vests, and now I'm always in a vest.
There's nothing wrong with a good vest. It keeps the core warm. You know, But when it's really cold outside, they're just not that effective. But you're in Virginia, so I mean, you'll be all right here.
Yeah, but it's snowy now. My son hasn't had school for the past like 3 school days, and he doesn't have school tomorrow. It snowed at the end of last week, and it snowed yesterday to start the week. And it's crazy that it's doing all this before Christmas, but it's definitely vest weather right now.
Here in Minnesota, the kids got out an hour early today. We got that notification. And now outside the studios here, it is blizzard-like conditions. It's going to dump a whole bunch of snow, and then I was told that it's going to rain, so it's going to create ice. It's going to be hell on wheels. All right, 3 minutes is on the clock. The Base Report starts right now.
Thanks, Stu. We're going to start things off with the latest development out of the Department of Defense, also known supposedly as the Department of War, where they are transitioning the United States over to an artificial intelligence-based military. Pete Hegseth, the drunk war criminal, he released a video statement online today. They also released a written statement explaining that the Department of Defense is going to partner with Google, of all big tech corporations, Google, to create a Gemini military edition that is just going to be the jumping off point for the total automation of the United States military. If they can't get the American people to jump on a plane, to jump on a ship, to go overseas, to wage war on behalf of the cabal, then they'll just get their computer systems to do it. These computers are going to assist in American battle planning. They're going to assist in identifying targets. I mean, they already have a bad enough success rate with identifying targets and wiping out civilians. Are they now going to say, oh, the AI told us that there was a 12% chance that this guy was a narco terrorist, so we had to blow up his entire family? Google Gemini told us to do it. This is the direction that they're taking the United States military in, and that's just one aspect of this, talking about Google Gemini. I mean, we all know it's been covered extensively here on your show, Stu, the extent to which Palantir is going to have control over the United States government. They say it on their website, every decision will be made by one of these automated systems. And so this is the direction that every aspect of our government, including the military, is going to move. And how long before this automated military tells itself to turn against the American people? I mean,
you don't have to have, I was just going to say, you don't have to have real human beings that decide to take an unlawful order to fire on Americans because you've got computers and robots that'll do it. And when you consider Project Esther and everybody that is being labeled a terrorist, how long is it going to be before these strikes start happening right here on U.S. soil?
Yep, exactly. Automated drone strikes on internet thought criminals. And we all know Pete Hegseth has over and over and over again declared his allegiance to Israel. So this is the guy that it'll happen under. I mean, who else to kick this off other than Pete Hegseth? But the American people have always kind of taken solace in saying, you know, look, we don't believe the military would turn against us. But now that goes out the window. This is an automated computer system. It doesn't have a soul. It doesn't have a heart. It doesn't have any kind of concept of loyalty to a nation. It has a concept of loyalty to its program, and it's going to go to every extent possible to fulfill that program, including killing American citizens. I think that everyone can rest assured of that. Now, speaking of people who want to kill American citizens, how about the Israelis? They're at the center of this automation of our military anyways. They're at the center of people like Pete Hegseth anyways. And this week, the Jerusalem Post is holding a conference in Washington. What business does a newspaper from Jerusalem have holding a conference in Washington? But this is just another chance for these Jews to jump up on a stage at one of their self-gratifying little meetups where they have the backdrop and they've got the microphone and they're up there talking about all the different ways in which they're going to crack down on the goyim. And one of their keynote speakers is the self-proclaimed Hebrew hammer, the buffet addict Randy Fine, this guy who wants to weaponize the United States government against K through 12 kids, against college students, and against anyone else who steps out of line and violates the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism by daring to question the foreign nation state that he obviously holds allegiance to, which is Israel. This is their keynote speaker, one of their keynote speakers at this Jerusalem Post conference in Washington, D.C. But again, what business do these people have in D.C.? But look, speaking of these self-gratifying meetups, Erica Kirk, it has been revealed that Erica Kirk's town hall with CBS, it's not just totally and completely fake like every cable news, corporate media town hall that we've ever seen where the questions come in advance and they already know what they're going to say. The audience itself is going to be fake. A group called One Iota has been tasked with filling the seats at the Erica Kirk Town Hall in New York City, and they are casting the role of seat filler. You just come in and you put your phone in a special locked bag so that you can't film anything or jump up and ask any kind of question and film yourself doing it and break from the script. You just come in and you sit there and you get to be present and you get to play the role of seat filler in this TV theatrical performance that's playing out in front of us. I mean, and this is exactly what they do for political candidates. So I think it's really telling the management of this whole Erica Kirk deal. This is like she's running for president. I mean, this makes me think of a J.D. Vance town hall that I attended in Greensboro, North Carolina. You know, of course, Erica Kirk makes me think of J.D. Vance, given everything that we've seen. But at this J.D. Vance town hall, there was a woman who they pretended they called upon in the audience, like organically to ask a question. And she gets up and in the middle of asking the question, she's like, oh, I messed up. Give me the other cue card. I forget what I was supposed to say. She just revealed right there in front of everybody she was asking scripted questions. But it's not just that the questions are scripted. It's when they bring in somebody like Erica Kirk, even the people who are sitting silently in their streets are scripted. They're responding to a casting call from One Iota to come out and get to play their part in this whole ruse. So it's par for the course here, I think, Stu. Back to you.
Yeah, well, obviously, they don't want anybody being able to ask Erica Kirk any real questions because she's like the most sus, most sketchy, most bizarre grieving widow I think anybody has ever seen, and nobody's buying it anymore. Nobody's buying the shtick. They're watching her go all over the country, flying around. We just talked to Jake GTV about this for quite some time. And she's jet-setting on Egyptian-owned military aircraft that are leased on deferred maintenance contracts, and she's the profiteer. And, you know, with the financial stuff that Jake GTV had uncovered and has been looking into, and I know that it's been reported multiple times before, we just haven't looked into it because all of the surface level stuff is just so bizarre. But, you know, I mean, you're talking about an insurance contract on Charlie's life worth $20 to $50 million that went into a trust somewhere so that nobody ever really knows who was the beneficiary of that. Nobody really knows who's got the $20 to $50 million. And I was explaining to Jake, like, you know, all these people that are saying, well, Charlie Kirk's probably just not dead. He was never murdered. And this is the exclamation point on that narrative, because now they could say, well, he's sitting on an island somewhere with $20 to $50 million, and he's the one that has the kids. That's why you never see the kids. I don't know. I still am not convinced of that. And here's why. I'll just tell everybody, because I'm getting hate in the chat. But here's why I will say that I don't believe that Charlie Kirk is secretly alive somewhere. $20 to $50 million is a splash in the pan compared to what Turning Point USA was bringing in. And the lifestyle that Charlie Kirk was used to, and being as young as he was, all of the years that he had to enjoy ahead of him of that financial prosperity and freedom. No, Charlie Kirk is dead for all of the reasons that we have covered here all of these times. And the beneficiary, the profiteer, or profiteers plural, of his death are sitting in the chairs at his desk. They're sitting at TPUSA. They're going to events. They're holding galas worth tens of millions of dollars. They're going on TV on Sean Hannity on CBS. They're having town halls with Barry Weiss. She is the profiteer of her husband's death, and her chosen family is taking care of the kids, as reported earlier here on the program. Could you believe that? Did you see that thing with Sean Hannity? And then she made the point to say, everybody grieves different. Everybody grieves differently. I mean, it's like, yeah, well, some of us just don't grieve at all, apparently. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. And I, you know, it's just the latest chapter. It's over and over and over again. She gets thrown up onto your TV and there's this whole charade. I mean, I think that she is losing or has lost the belief of a vast, huge chunk of the population. I mean, I'm seeing at a super increased rate, people being like, what the hell is wrong with this woman?
And Tim Pool is really frustrated about that too, because they can feel their grip weakening. They can feel the truth slipping out from underneath their demonic grip, and it's spilling out all over everywhere. Like Charlie's blood would have if he were shot with a .30-06 held by Tyler Robinson, the chasing furry lover. And that didn't happen. And it's been proven over and over again by indisputable video evidence, physical evidence that you cannot refute. Timestamps on the video footage that we have from UVU that shows the Tyler Robinson that the FBI is calling this guy called Tyler Robinson on the ground, running with the crowd toward the roof where this other shadowy figure, who we don't know who that is apparently jumping down off of the roof, some roof that Tyler Robinson was never on, according to video evidence. And then we know the ballistics report. So, I mean, it's just like, you know, you see Tim Pool crashing out like that and using the C word when addressing, I mean, how disrespectful is that? I just don't care how upset you are, but to allow for a female, especially, to work you up emotionally like that and whip you into a frenzy is really beta type of behavior. I mean, that's like really micro type of behavior for somebody to do. I don't understand it. But then to call her the C word, which I'm not even going to say, I don't say that word, but I don't know. I think it's crass. I think it's disrespectful. I think it's completely out of line, but we know that he's just Benjamin Netanyahu's, you know, golden boy. This is the guy that flew into D.C. to meet with the prime minister of Israel. Like, why? Why would Tim Pool of the Timcast have to go meet with Benjamin Netanyahu? Well, we know why. It was to get his marching order so that he knew what propaganda to pummel people with when they're tuning into Timcast, when they're tuning into his show every day. He knew where the lines were, what the boundaries are, what he's supposed to be saying, especially about, you know, Charlie Kirk and the assassination, where Israel's culpability is all but guaranteed. So anyway, it's still early in the week yet. I mean, we got a lot of time to go here. Yeah. This week. So buckle in, strap in the Based Report with Frankie Stocks. Make sure that you're following him, by the way, on all of the social handles. He does have an Instagram account. He's on X at Real Stocks. His program airs in its entirety every single day before the flagship show, before the Stu Peters show. Frankie Stocks, an up-and-coming star. All the talent in the world. I hope that he is more successful and bigger than I ever am, and I hope that I find 50 more just like him so that we can start promoting them. It's not about me. It's about the truth. I love watching Frankie Stocks explode. Help with that. Make sure that you follow him on the socials. Post the Based Report all over everywhere. The Stu Peters show continues next. Stick around.
This Black Friday, don't just shop, get prepared. My Patriot Supply is giving you their Black Friday Survival Special. $150 in free gifts with a 4-week food kit. We're talking real meals, trusted quality, and the peace of mind your family deserves when disaster strikes. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Head to www.preparewithstupeters.com and secure your Black Friday Survival Special today. Because when the world goes dark, your family shouldn't go hungry.
What these researchers found was that vaccinated children had 4.29 times the rate of asthma, 3.03 times the rate of atopic disease, 5.96 times the rate of autoimmune disease, and 5.53 times the rate of neurodevelopmental disorders.
A number of different diagnoses, including diabetes and ADHD, and a number of them, in the unvaccinated group, they were zero. In other words, all these chronic diseases that we're accepting, the reality is maybe 99% of them don't have to exist in children. That's not the way God made us. They looked at over 47,000 Medicaid claims between 1999 and 2011. those who are vaccinated versus unvaccinated, I say an odds ratio of like 2.81. 2.81 to 1. So that would be 181% increase. Epilepsy seizures, 252%. Learning disorders, 581%. If you look at all these different diagnoses, they're all higher. For example, I'll just give you one example. Learning disorders in the full term is 581%. In the preterm, the ones who are vaccinated, 884% increase. Every single vaccine has an excipient that is a human toxin. Human toxin. Human toxin.
Forget everything you think you know. The power players pulling the strings, the ones hiding in the shadows, are trembling because the fuse has been lit. And this December, the truth is detonating. For months, we went underground into the trenches, tracking a story built on secrecy. We spoke to voices kept out of the spotlight. We followed the trails others were too afraid to touch. And what we uncovered changes everything. You want proof? You want to witness what they thought would stay buried? Introducing Vaccination, the unfiltered, uncensored, unapologetic truth about the price a nation paid, its families, its children, its freedom. This December, everything they hid comes crashing down. Watch the explosive docuseries, Vaccination, only on StuPeters.tv. Exclusive access for local subscribers.